On Sports Day, time for a Racing Queensland update. Queensland is your place to race this year.
Chris Nelson, what's the latest in Racing Queensland news, the Savo?
Well, some very big news, Jase, on the Sunshine Coast. At Corball Park, the Sunshine Coast Racecourse, they're getting a new all-weather polytrack synthetic track. It's an $8.9 million project. It'll also include important irrigation and drainage works to be conducted at Corball Park. But to cut a long story short, we'll have a track there that we can race on should we lose meetings to wet weather. And we might even see a few hybrid meetings down the track. We might get three or four races on the poly track and three or four on the grass. So once that's completed in about 3 or 4 months, anything could happen. So watch this space. It'll be very exciting on the Sunshine Coast.
All right, mate. Sounds very exciting. Queenslanders Racing. The action continues this week at Doomben, the Gold Coast, Eagle Farm and the Sunshine Coast. And there's a big meeting tomorrow too, isn't there?
Well, it's a really good meeting. It's a midweeker at Doomben. We return back to the Wednesdays after the summer Thursdays. But, gee, some of the horses engaged tomorrow. Race 3, number 2, The Move, for Tony Gollan and Black Soil Bloodstock. Very promising. Bolted in a trial recently in fast time. Race 4, number 6, Skins, a horse I've got a big opinion of, takes on another Black Soil Bloodstock horse in gear. As I said, race 4 there. So that's a really good clash. And one of the Gold Coast last start, race 2, number 3, Harlequin Field, I think will be very, very hard to beat also, but it is quite short in the market. So some of those races could certainly be run on a Saturday. So really looking forward to the meeting at Doomben tomorrow afternoon.
All right, Chris, thanks for that Racing Queensland update. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Jase.